Next, a row over a wall in Ballina. Now, the wall in question has a mural of US President Joe Biden. It was put in place to celebrate his links to County Mayo. Paul Ginty, a local business owner, wants the mural removed. Local Fine Gael councillor Jarlett Munley says the mural should stay. First, Paul Ginty, good morning.
Good morning, Cian.
Well, describe the mural and why you don't want to see it anymore.
Well, it's a large mural in the central area of the town, which would be known as the Market Square. Many would be very familiar with that area in Ballina. I think we, as Ballina, Mayo and Irish people, are known around the world for our position on Palestine. And I think Joe Biden discredits that position.
The mural, it faces onto a plaza called the Biden Plaza, is that correct?
Yeah, that is the latest thing. It's been called the Biden Plaza.
So are you happy that that's named the Biden Plaza?
Absolutely not. Since the mural is there and since it's been named, it has had a lot of graffiti, a lot of genocide Joe graffiti. It's been this lot of graffiti around the town, which the county council are now having to paint over. So I feel that that mural is bringing unwarranted and unwanted attention to Ballina in a negative way, and thus the county council then has to go and clean up after it.
Well, Israel has denied that it has committed genocide, but what you're calling for, is there support locally for it?
Yes, there is. I started a petition, and Ballina would have a population of approximately 10,000 people. We have over 1,200 signatures. I'm a businessman here in the town. I have classes and people coming into me, and they are expressing their opinions, and many want to see it taken down.
Well, what would you put there in its place?
We don't need to put anything. We could
just
put,
a blank
if
wall?
We choose to, leave a blank wall. I'd rather have a blank wall than have a big picture of Joe Biden up there, especially with his connections to Israel and supplying arms.
Councillor Jarlett Munley, you're on the line now. How do you react to this?
Good morning, Cian. So I suppose, I mean, I'd be well aware of the views and certainly oppose views locally, and that there's been a petition and everything in place. But I suppose the point I would make about the mural is that it was put there by a community group a number of years ago. I think it's about 3 or 4 years ago now. It wasn't put up as a political statement at the time. I suppose the background to the mural of Joe Biden in Ballina is that, I think as all your listeners would know, Ballina has very deep and real connections with Joe Biden, with his ancestry coming from just up the street in Garden Street. And the mural was painted at the time, I suppose, to recognise and to highlight the connection that he has with Ballina.
Well, so why leave it in place now?
Well, I suppose it wasn't put up as a political statement. At the time, I think, when the mural was painted, I don't think that was an endorsement of, you know, Joe Biden or
what does it do by leaving it in place?
Well, I think it represents the fact that Joe Biden comes from Ballina, that his ancestry comes from Ballina, and that it represents, I suppose, that link between Ireland and its diaspora. He's an immigrant son of Ireland, really, and I think that's as far as I would interpret it as. And I think it was an initiative that was made by a community group locally. And as far as I'm concerned, as a local public representative, I would be telling them that it should be taken down.
You're a local public representative. What are people telling you? Has the sense of pride over the connection with President Biden waned because of the war in Gaza?
There's no doubt about the fact that there's a very strong opinion locally around the war in Gaza. And I mean, that's something that I would completely respect. And, you know, feelings are very, very high on that issue. And I think it's quite obvious why that's the case when you look at the evening news. And I mean, people are disgusted by the actions of what's happened in the war, both, I suppose, originally the attacks by Hamas and then subsequently the war that's been led by Israel. And there is very, very strong feelings about that. But I suppose, in my opinion, the mural of Joe Biden, he's a current president of the US, but I suppose more importantly, he's somebody who represents the Irish diaspora, the Irish immigrant community to the US.
But how do you respond to the war in Gaza?
It's more than just about one issue. Well, I think it's more than just about one issue. And I think that, in my view, you'd have to ask the question about proportionality. a group of people came together in the first place to create that mural.
And, but now there's a group of people looking for it to be removed.
Yes.
Well, I think the people who painted the mural in the first place, I would follow what they'd like to do. I mean, I, as a public representative locally, I wouldn't be telling them that that needs to come down. I mean, 4 years ago,
when you listen to people, there are signatures, people have signed up to have this removed. Will you listen to those voices?
It's not my role to be telling people that the mural should be taken down, and I think that's the position I would take on it.
Okay.
It was a group of people in the community who wanted to enhance the place that put the mural up in the first place, and I know that it's been defaced, and indeed those people have gone back and touched it up. So I would respect their views on it. If they thought it was a good move in the first place and there was huge support behind them with the mural being put there in the first place, well, then I think that should be respected. And finally,
Paul Ginty, there are US companies in the area. So as a business owner, if there are business dollars there for the local economy, why would you want to see this mural go?
I suppose, first thing we go back, they're in a difficult situation, the people that put it up. They don't want to be seen to be on the wrong side of history. And thus, they don't want the mural taken down. We cannot eulogise Joe Biden. The daily funding of killing and burning of men, women and children, it's a humanitarian catastrophe. But to come back to this, when Biden came here in April 2023, 20,000 to 30,000 people came out to see him. A year later, he didn't even get a mention in the local media. That's how much Irish opinion has shifted and how much Mayo and Ballina opinion has shifted on Biden.
Certainly strong opinions there. Paul Ginty and Councillor Jarlath Munnelly, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 7:32 and time for the news headlines with Brian Jennings.